This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. All sports fans who want to see a Denver Nuggets or Colorado Avalanche game in person will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. Team officials say the requirement for entry to Ball Arena will start November 10th. Children under 12 years old won't have to follow the mandate, but all patrons will have to wear a mask at all times. In Colorado Springs, city leaders are considering a proposal for what would be the city's tallest building. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
Colorado Springs has long avoided putting up skyscrapers downtown, opting instead for spreading the city limits outwards. But local developer The O'Neill Group is arguing the city's ready for a 25-story apartment building as well as an 11-story office building nearby. The group is hoping to begin construction next year. The city's Urban Renewal Authority has asked for more information on the proposal. The Springs' current tallest building is the 16-story Wells Fargo Tower, completed in 1990. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver will pay $1.2 million to a man who was beaten by police officers 3 years ago. The Denver Post reports Malo Mayek was 17 years old and high on LSD when officers were called about his erratic behavior. An officer knocked him to the ground, where Mayek was beaten and tased. One officer was charged with assault in the case and acquitted. He has since left the police department. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 3:06.